Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Taking sports to a whole new level. 105.7 The Fan.
Coming up on 6:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Take
on
it, John.
Fantastic feel-good Friday. This is good. Is this good, Charlotte?
Joe with the pole.
That's right. You kept talking about it. Cameron Diaz, good Charlotte.
They're from Waldorf, man. I love me a Waldorf salad.
I interviewed them on O's Extra.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I want to say 22.
They ask about me?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I don't think so. Let me think about it. No, they didn't. No. But the Orioles are struggling now. We know that. They lost, it's 8-11 in the last 19 games. They're just including a 5-game losing streak in that as well. So, Ed.
Yep.
With the Yankees only two back and now Boston climbing, winning 8 of the last 10, has that created a little desperation for the Birds going into the trade deadline?
I'd say it's definitely exerted some pressure on them. I think, you know, some of the things we've talked about, like the need for pitching, I think is more glaring now than ever because they're not hitting. If you can't, you know, even have a chance to win, you know, your offense is so much more pressure on. So I think, yeah, I think there's definitely more pressure on them now. But I think it was there, kind of there anyway. But this whole, you know, the race is going to get, it's gotten tighter. It's gotten tight. It looked like, you know, the Orioles, Yankees, and everybody else, and now it's not the case.
So, I agree with you, or I agree with what Ed's saying, that, yeah, it does make you a little bit more desperate, a little bit more aggressive. I mean, I'd like to...
Does that mean you trade off somebody that you didn't want to trade off now, Jeremy? That's my point, because you said...
This is my problem.
You said, right? There's no one out there that's worth these two spots. That's like saying no one's worth that contract.
Unless there's something random that... Do you want to give up two prospects for Garrett Crochet, not knowing whether or not he's going to help you the rest of this year?
No.
So that...
But,
okay,
will you?
I won't. Not for him. I'm sorry. I know you get him for a long period of time. Because some people are like, well, you get him and you put him in the bullpen and you can make him. Look at what you're giving up to put him in the bullpen just to try to stretch him out again next year. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me regarding that trade. The Tarik Skubal thing is interesting just because of you have him under control. You've seen that he's been. You would have arguably the one and two best pitchers in the American League with Corbin Burns and Skubal.
Right.
That's how good Skubal's been this year. And recently he's had a couple of hiccups, but like his bad starts aren't like other people's bad starts. It's like a Corbin Burns where somebody's like, man, Corbin pitched terrible. 6 innings, 3 earned runs? Yeah, okay. If he's great on that curve and you think he pitched terrible, then okay, I'll take that guy every single time. But Skubal to me is the only guy that's out there. Like the Blue Jays have nobody that I'm willing to give up, you know, something of like Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. I said I would take Max Scherzer from the Rangers, but you're not going to have to give up two of your prospects to get him. You're still looking for starting pitching next year, though.
Well, Max Scherzer from the Rangers, you suggested that the Rangers may want to trade him. So you think the Rangers believe that they're out of it?
I think the Rangers have some viable pieces for teams that can't get the frontline pitching they want outside of Scherzer. The guy that's the most interesting to me, And what you'd have to give up is Nathan Eovaldi, because he's clearly been a big game pitcher.
Yes, he has.
I don't know that you have to give up as much as some of the other guys. But when you think of Texas, they got a ton of Andrew Haney. Would somebody want him? It's a lefty that strikes out, you know, even to fill out the rest of your rotation for the rest of the year.
And going back to Eovaldi, Eovaldi is a free agent after this year. So that means you're not really giving up a whole lot for him. And you talk about him being big game. He is big game. And he doesn't get the credit for it. I mean, his last season in the postseason, he pitched one game against the Rays. He went 6 2/3, giving up one earned run. He pitched one against the Baltimore Orioles. He went 7 innings, giving up one run. He had 2 appearances in the ALCS. He was 2-0, 3.65 ERA. And then in the World Series, he had 2 appearances. He was 1-0, 4.22 ERA. So in 10 series in the postseason, his ERA, he's 9-3 with a 3.05 earned run average. And he has 82 strikeouts in 72 2/3 innings.
See, and what I would prefer is if you're going to give up one of those prospects or a package of other ones, that you call about Eovaldi or Scherzer, and then Kirby Yates is on that team too.
I never thought about Eovaldi. I love it. I love it. I do. But I love that move.
He gave the Orioles fits.
Yeah, and I'm just so.
If you look at his record against the O's over the. I've always hated facing him as a fan here.
Me too. That's why I love it.
Yeah, he's 8-2 against the Orioles.
The problem with this is that you start looking around the league and you wonder who's going to be in on the trade deadline. That's
why
sellers.
That's why I'm saying it's going to create some desperation.
It will.
You may not. You may have to give up more against Eovaldi than you thought you did. Look at his last, down the stretch last year. He struggled a little bit down the stretch in the regular season, but he really got it together in the postseason.
All those teams that are in it, besides Jason Dominguez with the Yankees, I feel like our prospects are better than the ones that they have. And I'm not just talking about one of them. I'm talking about like all of them as a whole. Jackson Holliday was the number one prospect in baseball. Colton Cowser is here now. Kierstead is hitting, 360 since being back up here. And then you start looking at Kobe Mayo, Sam Basayo.
And hey, let me go back to this. He said, Jeremy, being he, that as a whole, our prospects are better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
If a team comes up and what did you mention with the Yankees? Who do you mention?
Jason Dominguez.
Okay, Jason Dominguez. Let's say they offer the Rangers Jason Dominguez. In that case, if the Orioles want Eovaldi, they're going to have to give him 2.
I don't want Eovaldi.
You can't go one. You can't go 1-for-1 with them. You may have to give up 2.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you give up somebody you just don't want
more. Yeah. You're going to have to give up. But I agree with what Jeremy said about having them. We have the most. They've got the most capital to trade. So it depends on who you're willing to give up, because you're not going to keep everybody.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work out. So everybody listening, you're going to be sad if you're a fan of somebody, because they're going to go.
Having the most is the gift and the curse, because more is going to be asked of you.
And this is
I know what you have. Yes. You really want them, you got to give me that, or we're going to talk to the other team.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Don't you think this is what we've been dealing with? Is like, if I'm Elias, the hard part about this is I feel like he's just got to be honest and true to himself about what he's giving up. And is it worth it? Because if this is a team we expect to compete for years, I don't know you have to be brazen and all of a sudden give up way more than you want because you're competing against other teams.
Right.
But the team that I think makes the most sense for the Orioles is the Texas Rangers, and making some sort of swap or starting to look at one of those Eric Fetty types, or, you know, and then you're filling a void, but you're not, I'm hoping you're not giving up as much as you think you'd have to. I know, like, but I'm just saying, you're going to need somebody else in there, and he's been solid.
I'd rather have Fetty Wap than Eric Fetty.
Hey.
Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Seriously, man.
Didn't he have those Fetty snacks or whatever?
Yeah.
Delicious.
What is his contract situation? Let me see.
I think he's 2 years because he came back over from Korea.
One more year next year.
Or Japan. I forget where he's
at. So that means we're stuck with him next year.
Yeah, but
that means they probably won't go out in free agency and look for one because they got Eric Fetty.
It means the White Sox are going to ask for a little bit more for an average pitcher that's having a good year.
Yeah, that's what he is. His career ERA just under 5, 4.93. His ERA this year at 31, 2.99. Yeah.
And you know what they say about that in Italian class? And that's no good.
Is that what they say?
Yes.
Oh, Jeremy Kahn. I will say this, though. He has pitched better of late. Let me see the ERA, how it went down.
But it's been this year. He's been really good this year.
Yeah, but he's been better late. I mean, his ERA at the beginning of May was 3.46, essentially 3.5 runs, and now is at 2.99. So he's been better late because early on he had games giving up 4 earned runs, 5 earned runs. In the month of May, he had 3 games that he gave up 4 more earned runs in the start. All right, and then the month of June, he only had 1 game where he gave up 4 runs. So he got better as the season went on.
Yeah, but look, again, he's a solid guy, but I hate buying high on a guy that I don't think is, you know what I mean? Like, they're getting the most out of him, and it's great for them.
And I'm looking at the games he had, man. I mean, Seattle struggling offensively. Arizona struggling offensively. Detroit was struggling offensively. He gave up those runs against the Dodgers and the Cubs.
I think the only one that I'm really listening on one of those top prospects, unless it's a package deal, is Tarik Skubal, unless somebody else's name becomes available. As much as I want Nathan Eovaldi, and I think that will be a great fit here, I'm not giving up a top prospect or, you know, one of those big names that we've talked about for him.
I like Eovaldi a lot, though.
Now, if we had to say somebody was untouchable or as close to it as possible, who do you think that is on this team?
The current roster or current whole? Yeah.
Current, I'm talking about the current rookies, the guys that'll, you know, like.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think, if you're saying we're going to protect one player and one player only.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think Kobe Mayo was more untouchable than Jackson Holliday.
I'm starting to think it's Masayo. Because he's only 19 years old. Adley's going to not be a catcher, I don't think, in 5 years. Masayo will be 24 years old.
I'm thinking Masayo is going to be the guy to get traded if you want a guy like Tarik Skubal. By the way, if Tarik Skubal was black, he'd be Tarik.
That's what I call him, Tarik. Yeah.
What?
Tarik.
Tarik, yeah. It would be Tarik.
You know, so it's funny when I was just waiting to see you guys would say, because I can clearly make a case for Kierstead and Jackson Holliday if I want that they're untouchable. But again, nobody's untouchable.
Kierstead, to me, I'm looking at the minor leagues.
Yeah, but he was just called up, so I'm putting him in that group with Kowser. Because nobody's talking about moving Kowser, and I'm not saying that's something I want to do.
That's why he may get moved.
But that's a little bit more intriguing with all the left-handed bats you have, and with the way Kierstead's playing now, I don't know that you're moving him. So
I think Kierstead's untouchable.
Well, why didn't you say that when I asked?
Because I went to the minor leagues. I said current roster. Or minor leagues.
Why are you doing that, Ed?
I did the same thing, for the record. I thought maybe, you know, because Kierstead's here.
It's a number for HR.
By the way.
That's no good.
Skubal's not a free agent until 27. So
that's why you're going to have to give up what I think might be multiple prospects and maybe two of those guys we talked about.
And you know what? He's not a fluke because last year, he's 27 now, but last year, in 15 starts, the ERA was only 2.80.
No, it's not.
He's not a fluke.
Look at his progression as a player.
Yes, it gets progressive. First year, 5.63 in 7 starts. Second year, 4.34 in 29 starts. Then 3.52. He gets better every year. And the 7 starts in the first year are legit because that was 2020. So he was there all year. So, you know, it wasn't like he came in. He was there all year. 7 starts, 8 games. That's about right. You know, he's legit. 27 years old, that's normally when they start really peaking his pitchers. His whip leads the league at 0.90.
That is beautiful. Ain't nobody getting on base today. But, and again, if you made a move for Skubal, you would have the two best ERAs in the American League for starting pitchers with Corbin Burns and Skubal.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.